More than 500,000 children are in foster care in the United States today, and every year about 25,000 of those children reach adulthood and age out of care. These are some of our most vulnerable young people, those whose parents were unable to provide a safe, stable home environment during their childhood, and often find themselves trying to navigate life in our communities on their own at an age when most young adults still turn to their parents for advice, support, and backup. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia. My guests today are Kathy Bartholomew, who works with foster care youth in the City of Alexandria's Department of Community and Human Services, and Cordelia Cranshaw, a young adult who is currently receiving foster care services. Today, we'll discuss the challenges faced by older youth in foster care and what we as a community can do to equip and support them on their journey to independence. Thank you both for joining us today. Kathy, let's start with you. We're talking about children aging out of foster care. What are some of the unique needs and challenges facing older youth in the system?
Well, one of the greatest needs that youth have is the need for permanency. And the need for permanency is different for older youth than it is for younger youth. And permanency is really defined by the youth. So it's having that connection to their birth family and their relatives and other healthy adults in their life. And they have to make the choice for what that connection is. And so the social worker needs to support them on what that's on what they need as far as their connection to their birth family. They also need to have stability in their education. We have youth that come into foster care and their foster homes are not located in the same locality as the school system that they go to. So there's new federal legislation that allows a youth to stay in their school, and the agency needs to support that decision if that's the best choice for that particular student. Also, it's very important for them to have a voice in the decision that goes on in their case, and for them to be an active participant in making that decision. The other thing is to make sure that they're prepared and they have the life skills. Youth that are living with their birth family, this comes naturally. They see how their family operates. You know, their family teaches them the skills. When youth come into foster care, they go into different foster home settings. Some foster homes may teach them the skills, and some foster homes may take a back seat to that. So it's really important to make sure that every youth, no matter where they're placed, has the skills and the life skills that they need in order to be better prepared for adulthood.
Cordelia, have there been some recent changes in foster care that have affected older youth?
Yes, there have been. Currently, the independent living goal in the state of Virginia has been taken away from foster care, as well as focusing on the family and the youth's voice in making decisions and where the youth end up, instead of placing it on the social worker to make the decision. So the agency has meetings with the family and the youth to come up with a goal to try to make decisions based on what's needed for that family and that youth, so that they don't grow up in foster care, which is why the independent living goal was taken away. Also, another recent change has been the annual transition plans. Instead of a needed basis, they're annually.
And those transition plans are sort of helping the youth sort of set some goals and decide what do they need in order to prepare for being on their own as an adult.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Okay. Kathy, what kinds of programs and services exist to sort of address some of those needs that both of you have talked about?
Well, there's a lot of programming in place, and what we're doing is working on doing it more frequently. So we have a life skill assessment that every youth takes. Before, it was every 18 months. Now it's annually. So that life skill is a self-assessment by the youth on what skills they think they have and what skills they need. And then the social worker sits down with them and does a learning plan on how they're going to get those skills. So by the time they transition out of foster care, they'll have those skills. As Cordelia said, the transition plans, again, used to be done and then updated as needed. Now they're annually. And at Alexandria, we use Foster Club, which is a national foster care organization. So we use their life skill, their transition plan, because it was developed by youth that had transitioned from foster care. And that actual has 8 categories. It talks about permanency, finance and money management, job and career, your education, housing, transportation. So it covers a number of areas. And the youth or young adult talks about what they want for those goals for themselves. And then the agency and their adults that they're connected to and how they can support them. So that's a big change in programming. So that's done annually. So it keeps everyone on track with the goals that the youth or the young adult has and how they can get there. The other thing is we have life skills training, and we have that done monthly. And it's where we have someone from the community come in and do a life skill training on something that, that they do every day so that the youth will get that knowledge. We have state and national conferences. The state conferences, actually, the Virginia Department of Social Services contracted with United Methodist Family Services. So Project Life does the conferences for the state, and it's where the youth from throughout the state come together, learn life skills, and get to meet one another. And it's usually weekends. There's advocacy opportunities. We had several youth who participated in Advocacy Day on the Hill. They also get to talk to the General Assembly and tell them what changes they thought needed to be happening in foster care and what's going well in foster care as well. We have supervised IL programs, which are apartment programs where young adults can live on their own but get the support they needed and learn the skills before they actually live on their own. So that's another programming. We have independent living and education training voucher grants, which are grants that we get from the federal government to help young adults with their education for post-secondary education, and also to help them purchase furniture or any other items that are needed for them to live on their own. We have Great Expectations Program, which is from the Virginia Community College System, and that is a program that just is there to assist students who are in foster care who are in the Virginia Community College System. There's the Foster Care Alumni of America, which helps young adults once they transition out of foster care. It's a support organization. And then we have the Workforce Investment Act, which is federal money that is just for youth that are in foster care to help them with maintaining employment and securing employment.
Well, a lot of different programs, and probably a little bit hard to navigate all of those, which is also why it's important to sort of have a team approach to helping the young person pursue the goals. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quinones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Kathy Bartholomew from the Alexandria Department of Community and Human Services, and a young woman named Cordelia who is transitioning to adulthood out of foster care services. So Cordelia, what do you think the general community should know about young adults who are aging out of foster care?
Well, most times when you age out of foster care, you're 21 years old. And if you age out before 21, you have 60 days to return to care if you feel as though you didn't make the right decision the day you decided you were going to exit care. So at 21 years old, we're just like any other child in the world. We're not really ready to be on our own. Most times we're still in college. I'm in my last year of college and I'm turning 21. So at that age, we're not really ready to be on our own without the support of others. So it's important to know that we need support from our community to help us continue to succeed.
Absolutely. Kathy, how can social workers and foster parents assist in preparing older youth as they prepare for that transition and achieving that permanence so that they can finish school and navigate those early entrances into the workforce?
Okay. The main thing is support. They need to be there for the youth. Each youth goes in their own direction, so supporting them with their decisions and being there and allowing them to make mistakes. One of the things that happens a lot in foster care is youth make mistakes, and sometimes they lose a placement because of that mistake. So it's really important for foster parents to hang on and realize that this is a path towards independence, and to allow those mistakes to happen and allow the youth to naturally learn from their mistakes. Also, the life skill plans. When they take that life skill assessment and they come up with a learning plan, the foster parent needs to be a part of that plan, because the most natural way for a young adult or youth to learn those life skills is in a home setting instead of going to a life skill class. So it's really important that the foster parent's involved when they do their life skill assessment and be involved in the learning plan. Same thing goes with the transition plan. It's important for everyone to be there, because this is the youth or young adult's goals in life, and you need to know how you can support them, because everyone has a different role in supporting them. I think just coaching youth, I think you have to be there, you have to root them on, cheer them on when things are going well and be there when things aren't going well. And I think that's going to be really important. Having a sense of humor, I think, is important for any parent, but foster parents as well. And then just making sure that they have those skills. Employment skills are very important, because foster youth need to be able to support themselves when they leave foster care. And like Cordelia said earlier, at age 21, there's not a whole lot of young adults who are ready to live on their own. So we have to make sure that they have some employment skills, because a lot of focus is on education in foster care, and we want to continue that. We want to make sure that they go on with their education, especially post-secondary, and they either get their degree from a community college or a four-year college. But at the same time, they have to have those employment skills as well. So it's important for a foster parent to support them education-wise, but also to make sure that they have some employment skills so they'll be self-sufficient.
And that process, Cordelia, that you mentioned, you know, most 21-year-olds often may still be in college. And even if they're not in college, if they're working or as they come out of college, you know, we know a lot of young adults end up going back to their parents' house as they sort of save up enough in their first job to put down a security deposit, or they make a mistake and they lose a job, or they crash a car or whatever, and they turn back to their parents. So that's a huge gap for folks who are making that early transition. Are there other gaps that you identify that would be helpful for older youth?
Yes, one of the main things that as I'm aging out of care, health insurance, Medicaid is going to extend health care to age 26, but it hasn't been put into place. So youth that are aging out before it's put into place will lose Medicaid when they turn 21 years old. Also, affordable housing. Most youth are located outside of the city where they were born and raised. So they may live in Stafford County, and when they exit out of care at 21, they go back to where they know their city. So to not have affordable housing there makes it even harder for them to get a place and to be able to live stable. Also, having the age out age be 21, to get that extended to 23 while youth are still in college, to still continue to receive services for two more years will make a huge difference in how the youth transitions out of care.
Makes a lot of sense. Children in the foster care system have often experienced traumatic periods of family life, and regardless of age, still need love, support, and stability. When they remain in foster care through the tumultuous teenage years, sometimes dealing with inconsistent homes, schools, and family life, in addition to the regular challenges of being a teen, they face yet another difficult transition as they reach adulthood. It's critical that we get to know these young people and learn how we can support them leading up to this critical moment when they age out of care and are expected to be independent members of our community. It's our responsibility as a community, in fact, to make sure they have the tools and experiences to do just that. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Kathy and Cordelia for joining me to talk about this very important topic this morning. Remember, every child and family matters, and we all play a critical role in our communities. We can each help families thrive. For more information about aging out of foster care and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.